Greetings to you all, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I count my many blessings to be invited to share with you in this time of fellowship and worship. And despite the difficult circumstances we are currently undergoing, we continue to praise the Lord for providing these technological venues and chance to come together in His name. I am so grateful to you, Reverend Andrew, for the opportunity to share my thoughts. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I hope that this short reflection will bless you one way or the other. If I have something to share in regards to the book of Ruth, I would say your story has power and tell it humbly. Your story has power and tell it humbly. I have been inspired with the story of Ruth because it foreshadows my own story. I am a village girl marrying a city boy. I am blessed to have a loving mother-in-law and we have a very good relationship. But it took us many years of hard working and endurance. And adjusting to city life is a very tough call, let alone being added to family of different dynamics and culture. But with God's grace, we make it and still going from strength to strength. I have learned that real love is often hard, inconvenient, and costly. But true happiness only comes to those who care about others at some cost to themselves. And the Book of Ruth is a story of two widows and a farmer in a remote village. It is a wonderful story of loyalty, faithfulness and kindness, and all the more impressive to taking place in this period of strife. What inspires me most is that the Book of Ruth is a story focused on a specific family. And that reminds me and us today that our God is not only the God of the universe and of history, but He also the God of all the little details in our lives. He is not only just almighty and powerful, but He is also our Father who is intimately concerned with each one of us, meaning that my life and your life and all the details matter to God. And that is to say, your life counts. Ruth reminds me of God's care, provision, and faithfulness in the little pieces of our life. Naomi was more concerned for Ruth rather than for herself. Naomi wanted Ruth to return home so that she might have a better chance of remarrying, and Naomi is prepared to lose Ruth for the sake of Ruth's happiness. Ruth's love for Naomi was equally unselfish and self-giving. She's quite prepared not to get married again. She shows extraordinary loyalty to her mother-in-law. She says, "Don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go. And where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where you die, I die, and that's where I will be buried, so God help me." Not even death itself is going to come between us. I think it is worth mentioning Boaz. He was also a God-fearing person. He had heard of Ruth's reputation. She was not only loyal and faithful, she was extremely hard-working. And someone must have testified about her, and Paul says, I've heard all about you. Heard about the way you treated your mother-in-law after the death of her husband, and how you have left your father and mother and the land of your birth, and have come to live among a country of total strangers. And furthermore, Ruth had obviously testified about her own faith in God, for Boaz knows that she is committed to God, to whom you come seeking protection under his wings. Boaz then shows extraordinary kindness to Ruth. Ruth says to her mother-in-law, the name of the man I worked with today is Boaz. He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead. We also learn from Ruth's story that God honors those who honor him and do what is right. Even it's costly to do so, and even through the trials and difficulties of life. We see how each of the main characters honors the Lord. Naomi, as in chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. Ruth, as in verse 17 and following. And Boaz, as in other parts of the story. They are great models for us. We see the kindness of God throughout the book of Ruth. And behind the human kindness of Ruth, Naomi and Boaz lies the kindness of God. So let's just pray and hope that the example of loyalty, kindness and faithfulness of this powerful story empowers us daughters-in-law to be Ruth to our mothers-in-law, and to mothers-in-laws be a Naomi to our daughters-in-law. It is my prayer that Hatfield wrote Methodist Church in St. Albans be a Naomi, Ruth and Boaz to your community and to one another, and to be known as people for your loyalty, kindness and faithfulness. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your amazing kindness to us. Thank you for redeeming us and give us courage to honor you always and to seek to do the right thing.